It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. I am ready to talk about things you should not be scared of when it comes to investing, things you should not be paying attention to, things you should consider and know when it comes to investing, that really a lot of it has to do with being scared. And I'm probably not going to go down the road you may think I'm going to go down when it comes to this topic. And yeah, you would be right if you were thinking, well, you know, it's October and yeah, it's close to Halloween and all of those kinds of things. And yeah, you would be right about that. But there are things that continue to gain momentum and continue to dominate a lot of things that we hear, we see, especially from the media, that you should not be scared of. So this podcast is going to really do like maybe two or three things. Like number one, we're going to talk about the things you shouldn't be scared of. And it's going to be a short list, but it's going to be short, but very, very powerful. Number two, we're going to talk about some mindset things and some things to think about when these kinds of things that are supposed to scare you come across and you see them. And then number three, we're going to talk about what to do about it. And that will actually be the easiest thing that we'll cover today. So let's jump right into it. If you are, and I'm not a big fan. I'm just going to say it. I'm not a big fan of the media in general. I'm just not, because I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I'm not a big fan of the media. I mean, there's a lot of things you don't really. So if you think about where we are today, and so I'm recording this podcast October 2019, and you compare it to, let's just say, 20 years ago. Okay, so let's say 1999. How many times would you have thought to yourself, is what you're being told in the media, whether you're reading it in a newspaper, and by the way, I still do get a newspaper. Some of you think that's kind of funny, but I still get a newspaper. So newspaper, online, on TV, what you see in terms of what is reported. There has never been a time ever where you are thinking to yourself, is this really true or not? Because now you're dealing with agendas by the media everywhere. Everywhere. And this is not me giving a blanket statement. So this isn't a blanket statement of me saying the media is corrupt. They all report BS all the time. None of it's true. That's not anything close to what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that in no other time in our history have we questioned what the media reports in terms of its authenticity as we do today, okay? And I think that's pretty accurate. And it doesn't really matter what side you lean politically, where you are socially, economically. I mean, none of that really matters, because it really kind of swings, I think, every way. I would say both ways, but I mean, we're obviously talking about more than two things. But it swings all over. You really don't know what to believe. So if you're smart, I think, before you start really believing anything, you want to say to yourself, now, is this really the case? Is this really what's going on? Again, no matter what your views in most everything are, okay? And again, I don't think we've ever been at a time in our history where we've had to have this kind of thought. We've had to have these kinds of conversations as we are reading, listening, watching media. And so segue into scary stuff and media. And again, this is Halloween month. And of course, this is the opportune time for me to talk about scary things. And what I really want to talk about is what you shouldn't be scared of. Because if there's something I think we can all agree upon, is this. The media does not make any kind of impact, make any kind of profit, unless the media really wants to scare the hell out of you. Unless the media overhypes things. Because if you think about it, there's not much fun, there's not much to really get an effect when you talk about things like low unemployment rates. That doesn't really create much of an effect, does it? Or a really healthy economy that we've got right now. That doesn't really, so you don't hear the media talking about low unemployment right now. You don't hear them talking about how great the economy is doing right now. How many Americans are invested right now, for example. I mean, all those kinds of things are boring. And there's really, in the media's, in the world of media, there's really no profit in boring. So you don't really report the good things, but it's the bad shit. Okay? That's where the profit is. There is fear for profit. And that's what a lot of the media hangs their hat on. And the thing you've got to do, as an investor especially, is remember, the media gets more eyes glued to the television, to the computer, to listening, to everything, when there's crisis, when there's bad news, when there's a whole bunch of scary boogeyman shit going on. Okay? That's where the media gets their attention. It's boring to talk about how good things are in certain categories, in certain places, like I just mentioned. And there are certain media outlets that are very good at this. I mean, I got my phone, and I like to, when I get up in the morning, I like to check a couple things for news. I mean, I'll read the paper and I'll look at the Wall Street Journal, and I'll look on my phone for some news. And there are three outlets that you'll know, and I'm not going to mention because somebody will send me a nasty email about it. But I'm not going to mention that everything I see from them is crisis, fear, and oh my God, when there are a lot of really interesting but boring things to talk about, like how low interest rates are, for example. Have you heard anything from anybody recently about how low interest rates are? Let's just use that as an example. And as an investor, this is huge. Have you heard anything about low interest rates? No, you haven't. I mean, if you're fine-tuned to what's going on in the financial markets and you follow them closely, you may hear about this once in a while, sure. But how many people are talking about we have the lowest interest rates, and we've had now for the last 3 or 4 years, than we have had in like hundreds of years? No one talks about that, right? But we want to talk about the crisis of the day, don't we? What you should be afraid of. So I'm telling you all this because when this hits you in images, in what you're listening to, in what you're working on, whatever, you need to say bullshit to this. BS, stop. And at some point, refuse to be scared and refuse to buy in to any of this stuff. Okay? Any of it. So it is smart to be prudent. So it's smart to be thinking about maybe making plans, working on preparation as an investor, especially for different things. So, I mean, it's smart to be thinking about recession stuff. Now, wait a minute. I'm not saying we're in a recession. We're going in a recession. Some people think, I mean, depending on who you talk to, right? But, I mean, it makes prudent sense to be thinking about if the bad stuff were to happen. It's an important strategy to think accurately about that, because the times, they aren't always going to be great, are they? If history has shown one thing, it is that times aren't always great 100% of the time. They're very good now, and I'm talking financially. Okay, financially and economically, we are probably in one of the best places the nation has been in many, 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 many years. Okay. So I think it makes sense to make reasonable decisions and preparations, especially you as an investor and me, to be thinking about plan Bs, right? So I think it makes sense for us to think about plan B. So if this goes to crap, if this goes into the tank, if this doesn't work out, so having at least some kind of plan B in place, or at least an outline of plan B, is smart. But we can't be scared by it at all. We can't retreat. So you can't be like retreating. You can't be scared because of all of the information that the media likes to put out to scare the crap out of you. And I want you to understand, I'm not talking about positive thinking here. I'm not talking about ignoring things. I'm talking about minding your own investment business and not be distracted by all of the negative, scary things that media wants to put out for you to buy into. It's just noise. And that noise only matters, by the way, as an investor, if you're distracted by it. Okay, think about this. No matter what the economy is. So right now, as I've said, and as you know, we're in a good economy right now. Right? Well, there are people that are doing very well in many things financially. There are people that aren't doing well financially. Look, right now, with the economy doing as well as it's doing, somebody's getting married, somebody's getting divorced, somebody's getting pregnant, somebody's getting promoted, somebody's getting rich, somebody's not, somebody's buying a house, etc. So what I just said is not anything that's a big revelation to anybody. Right? This isn't a revelation. But the same exact things I just mentioned happen when things are really bad too. So in bad times, when things aren't good financially, economically, politically, people still do all the same things. They still get married. They still get divorced. They still get rich. They still get poor. It happens no matter what's going on. I mean, we can talk about, we can make a long list of entrepreneurs that got very rich in 2007, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, when we were in a real estate crash. We were in an investment crash. I mean, those years, it was bad. But there were many people that got very rich. And everything that we just talked about happens. So as you keep taking media in, however you take it in, one method, two, three, maybe you're just a reader, maybe you're a video person, you watch it, maybe you're a podcast person, whatever. You know, keep in mind that good news doesn't sell a damn thing. Good news does not get eyeballs and more eyeballs and more eyeballs to the video screen or more ears to whatever they're talking about. Good news does not. It's the bad news. It's the things that the media wants to scare you with that does. So do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Keep this in mind. Okay? Keep this in mind, and not only keep it in mind, but you know, probably some of the best advice that I've probably had is what happens in my world is far more important as versus what happens out there in that world. Okay? So, in other words, what happens in your own house, what happens in your world is a hell of a lot more important than what's happening out there. Okay? And that has a huge effect on your life. Because what happens in my world and in my house is a hell of a lot more important than what's happening out there, what's happening in the White House, what's happening in the economy. I mean, what happens where you are at as an investor, with what you're doing, with what you're concentrated on, with what you're working on, is far more important than what's happening out there. And you cannot let what's happening out there, especially when they are trying to scare the crap out of you, affect what you're doing in here. I hope that makes sense. Again, I'm not talking about not thinking accurately about things. You want to have those plan Bs in place. But you certainly do not want to let the fear-for-profit industry, which is as big as it's ever been and will get worse, affect what you think and what you do as an investor. Okay? So, I hope this has been an informational podcast for you this week. No matter when you've listened, where, and how you've listened to me, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Have a great week or weekend, whenever you listen to me. And as always, remember, I'm interested in your thoughts and your comments on these podcasts. So get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. Let me know your comments. We'll be happy to hear from you. All right. Take care. We will talk to you later. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.